Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you again on this month.
早上好，很高兴又和大家在一起。
I realize that you celebrated the Chinese New Year's just a short few weeks ago, and I want to say Happy New Year to you.
他意识到我们中国人刚过了新年不久，所以他现在来给我们大家拜个晚年。
I personally have enjoyed reading about some of the traditions and the things that are part of your New Year and part of the Chinese culture.
他说他对我们中国新年的有些习俗这种都很感兴趣。
But more important is I just want you to know that as I've been reading and listening to things, I have been praying for you in a very faithful way.
他说我在不断了解你们中国新年的风俗的同时，也为你们大家不断在祷告。
Last night, my wife said to me that she was tired of cooking this past week and wanted to know if I would take her out to eat.
上个礼拜，她的太太跟她说，老是做饭做得烦死了，是不是这个礼拜我们能出去吃饭？
And I said I'd be glad to do that as long as you're willing to listen to me talk.
这个 Pastor Jay 就说，我当然愿意这么做，但是你要有个条件，你要听我，听我的话，就是。
We did a lot of reminiscing about our own personal relationship as Christians.
我们作为基督徒，我们有很多那个规矩或者怎么样。
And thanking God for the privileges that He's given us to be around God's people.
上帝给了我们特权，就是我们可以和信仰耶稣的人在一起。
And I want to say to you, I have learned to love you people, and when I'm not able to be with you, I miss the time together.
他说，我要告诉大家，我经常想念你们，即使我和你们不在一起，我也常常为你们祷告。
At the same time, I said to my wife, I'm learning a great deal about preaching and having someone interpret what you say.
他说，我跟我太太说，我常常想起，我如果在中国教会讲到的话，还有人帮我翻译。
As you know, last month I used a lot of numbers in my message.
他说还记得上个月讲到的时候，我用了很多很多的各种数字。
And I learned that those don't always translate very easy into being able to help you to understand what we were going to say.
他说他意识到这些很大的数字不是很容易就翻译成中文让大家理解。
So I promise you no numbers today.
我保证向大家讲，今天讲到没有很多这种数字。
I'd like to begin with a story, an experience that happened to me very personally.
他说我今天想开始一个非常个人化的故事，我来讲一个故事给大家。
I don't believe that I've ever shared this story with you, but it's one that has gripped my heart many, many times.
他说我并不认为这个故事已经给大家讲过，但是这个故事在我心中已经很多年了。
While we were living in another city other than Sacramento, I was outside working, mowing the grass one summer morning.
他说有一个夏天的早晨，那时候我们还没搬到 Sacramento 来，我在家里面割草，草地上的割草。
My wife came out and said that there is somebody that would like to talk to you on the phone.
我太太走出来跟我说，你有一个电话，有人打电话给你。
Now, I have kind of given her instructions that when I'm out washing the car or mowing the lawn or washing windows or whatever, that if someone calls, just ask if I can call them back.
我以前告诉我太太过，如果我在割草、修车或者干别的事、擦窗户，有人打电话来，她就应该告诉他们，我会带我打回去。
So I must confess to you, I was a little irritated that she came out and said, somebody wants to talk to you on the phone.
你们大家一定能够想到，因为我以前告诉她好多次了，这次她又来烦我，我在割草，那我有点被不高兴。
So being the good wife, she went back and said to the person on the other end, I'm sorry he can't come right now. Can he call you back later?
我太太是个好太太，她也不生气，就跑去对那个人说，能不能对不起，等他割完草打电话给你。
The gentleman on the other end of the line was rather persistent and said, no, it won't work for him to call back later. I need to talk to him right now.
那个电话里打电话来的那个人很坚持地说, 不, 我现在就跟他说话, 他说打回来是不行的。
So I turned the lawnmower off and I went in the house to answer this telephone call.
那我就没办法把那个割草机关了, 我就到屋子里头就去听这个电话。
The man on the other end of the line says, you don't know me, but I need to talk to you.
那个人说, 牧师你不认识我, 但是我需要跟你说话。
I said, that's obvious. What would you like to talk to me about?
然后牧师说, 那是很显然的, 你想跟我说什么呢?
He says, I own a bar in another city, and I would like you to come and speak at my bar.
这个人说我在别的城市有一个酒吧，我需要你过来在我们的酒吧里面讲一次道。Well,
I thought this was all a big joke.
我觉得这完全是个开玩笑，因为我们基督徒不可能跑到酒吧去讲道。But
the more I talked to the gentleman, the more convincing he came that he owned a nightclub in the city of Porterville.
然后我跟他交谈继续深入下去就。 了解到他这个酒吧是在一个城市叫Porterville那边开的一个酒吧夜总会。
Now that's north of here, and it's in the San Joaquin Valley where they grow a lot of olives and other types of farm goods.
他说这是在我们Sacramento很南边的一个地方，然后那边是出很多橄榄这种。
He finally explained to me that he owned this bar and that he would like me to come and speak on a Friday night and a Saturday night at his bar.
他说他拥有这个酒吧，希望这个牧师过去礼拜五、礼拜六晚两个晚上讲道。
Being very honest with you, I still was not convinced that it wasn't a joke.
老实告诉你们，我当时还是觉得这好像是一个玩笑，并不是真的邀请。
So I said to the gentleman, you need to send me a letter that will confirm the time, the date, and what you want me to do.
牧师就跟他讲，你需要写一个书面的邀请来，说明时间、地点，你要我讲什么内容。
Well, 3 days later in the mail, I received a letter on paper, something like this.
过了三天，我真的收到一封信，然后里面写得很清楚，就像这么一张纸。
I still thought it was a joke.
他说我仍旧觉得这是一个玩笑。
But nonetheless, there was the dates, the time, and the place.
但是时间、地点什么都写得非常清楚。
That Friday night, that was the appointed scheduled time, I drove down to Porterville to speak at this man's bar.
然后到了星期五那天晚上，我就开车过去，在那个酒吧。
When I pulled up in front of the bar, I really, at that moment, knew that this was something that was going to be way over my ability.
他说我到那个酒吧还没下车，我就发现今天的演讲可能不是我的能力所能担当得了的，因为规模看上去很大。The
big sign outside of the bar said it was the Pink Pussycat.
What's Pink Pussycat?
Yeah. That was the name of the bar.
Okay. 他说在这个酒吧外面有个非常大的招牌，就写着这个酒吧的名字。
And so it came time at 8 o'clock for me to go in and introduce myself to the man who told me that he would be working behind the bar when I came. That's where I would find him.
那个信里面就讲好，八点钟牧师走进这个酒吧的时候，那个主人会在柜台后面，就是照应客人，他就是那个酒吧的主人。I
went in, I introduced myself, he introduced himself. He said, I'm very busy right now. He said, just sit over in this corner and I'll tell you what's going to happen next.
然后我跟他讲了以后，那个酒吧的主人说，我现在很忙，你就坐在角落里坐着，等一会儿我会告诉你怎么样。 进行下去。
He said, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to flash the lights on and off, and I'm going to put a little stool that you can sit on in the center of the floor.
他说到了9点的时候，我会把灯一开一关，做一个信号，然后你呢，就一个小凳子坐在那个旁边。
And then I want you to tell them your story.
然后我就需要你告诉大家你的故事。
Now, I just want to remind you, I know that I've told you that I was a young boy when I asked Jesus to come into my heart. So I pretty well know what my story is.
他说我大概告诉过你们，当我还是很小的时候，我就曾经邀请过耶稣到我的心里来。这个故事我也没给别人讲过。
But that night, at 9 o'clock, he flashed the light on and off, put the stool out there. I went out and I sat down and I looked at these people and I forgot my entire story.
他说到了九点的时候，那个灯一闪一亮，信号来了，他坐在椅子上，小凳子上的时候，他都完全忘记了自己要干什么。
I confess to you, if they would have asked me my name, I probably could not have told them what my name was.
他说那时候如果有人问他你叫什么名字，他说我都不知道怎么回答。
I was so frightened, so afraid. I couldn't remember John 3:16. I couldn't remember Romans 3:23. There was not a verse in the Bible that I could recall.
他说我是这么的害怕，因此所有的圣经内容我什么都记不起来了。
I was supposed to talk for 30 minutes.
他说我应该要讲30分钟的。
I sat out there for about a minute and a half, and I picked up the stool and I took it back over to the corner because I was done.
他说应该要讲30分钟，但是他说我在那里坐了一分半钟以后，我不知道说什么，我就拿起小凳子放回去，我就结束了。
Now remind you, he invited me to do this on Friday night and Saturday night as well.
他说还再提醒大家一下，他邀请我是星期五、星期六讲两个晚上的。
I went over to the bar and I said, I'm sorry, good night, goodbye, I'll see you later. And I went out and got in my car to drive back home.
他说然后我就离开了酒吧，跟他说再见，我不来了，他就开车走了。
The next morning my wife asked me about my experience and I told her it was horrible.
第二天早晨我太太问我昨天晚上的经历，我说那太可怕了。
I said, I'm not going back tonight.
我说我今天晚上不可能再回去的。
And she said to me, "Yes, you are. You made a promise. You're going back." And I said, "It only if you go with me."
然后我太太说你已经答应人家了，你一定要去的。然后这牧师就说好啊，我要去的话，你一定要陪我。
Well, obviously, I went back on Saturday night, and there was an 8 o'clock performance and a midnight performance that I was supposed to do it two times on Saturday night.
星期六晚上我去了以后，他们要我八点讲一场，十二点再讲一场。
Although this seems to be a humorous story, let me tell you, it was a very important time. And on Saturday night, I had the opportunity to tell people what Jesus meant to me as my Lord and Savior.
他说，但是那天晚上，我给大家就给那酒吧里的人讲了一次，就说上帝对我来说意味着什么，在我心中什么分量。
I was able that night to tell them that God loved them and that God wanted to have a relationship with them no matter what they had done in the past.
我告诉他们上帝爱他们，上帝会给他们机会，不管他们过去做了什么。
And so after I was able to give my testimony and I was able to talk to them, many people came and asked me about what it meant to be a Christian.
然后我讲了我的见证，有很多人走上来问我，作为基督徒，你到底意味着是什么意思？
There was one lady who came to me after and had waited for everybody to talk to me, and she then asked me this question.
然后有一个女士，在所有的人都问完问题以后，她就问我这个问题：上帝意味着什么？
She said, "That book that you had on your lap that you kept pointing to, what is that book?"
他说你的膝盖上面有一本黑皮的书，你老是指向这本书，这是什么书？
I said to the lady, it's my Bible.
我告诉她这是我的圣经。
And this is the book that tells us how much God loves us.
这本书告诉我们上帝是如何的爱我们。
And the next thing that happened, she said to me, can I have your book?
这个女士就说能不能把这本圣经送给我。
Now let me tell you what happened in those next few seconds.
接下去几秒
okay, go ahead.
接下去几秒，我告诉你，几秒钟，我告诉你发生了什么事情。
My Bible was a gift that was given to me, and a person had inscribed a personal message inside my Bible, And this lady said to me again, "Can I have your book?"
就是这本圣经是有一个人送给我的，上面都有题词，但是这个女士就提出要求，能不能把这本圣经送给我？
Thank God, at that moment, I had enough presence to say, "Yes, you can have it," and I handed it to her.
感谢上帝，当时我有信心就把这本圣经递给了她。
And she walked away with my book, my Bible.
她就拿着我的圣经就走了。
And I continued to talk to people who were there about knowing Jesus. And it was a few minutes later that I was getting ready to leave to go downstairs just to take a break, waiting for the next time that I would speak.
我跟大家又继续讲了一会儿上帝的意思，然后我要走开，准备过一会儿再来。
This same lady who had taken my Bible was standing at the door as I was preparing to go outside up to my car to get another Bible as well as to just take a moment to kind of rest.
她正要休息一下，跑到车里去拿另外一本圣经的时候，那个女士拿着圣经等在门口。
Now, I tell you all of the story because this is the heart of the story. As I walked by her, she handed me back my Bible and she said, "I just wanted to see if you were real."
这个女士就跟牧师讲，她说我还给你你的圣经，我刚才这么做只不过想知道一下你是不是真的愿意这样做。
My dear friend, I have never forgotten that incident that people are looking to see if what we say we believe and how we believe it, if we are really real.
这就是我想告诉你们大家的，人们会看我们，我们这么说了是不是也会这么做，是不是真实的。
Luke 15 that you read 15:10 from is three stories that Jesus tells about how important his love is and how important it is for people to repent of their sins.
路加福音我们大家刚才读过的第十五章里面有三个故事，就是讲上帝是如何爱我们，人们是应该怎么样悔改。
Jesus was telling people and people were telling people about that he had come to love them and to give them life, and people were gathering to listen to him.
上帝就讲述如何爱人们，人们是怎么样围在他身边听他。
But the Bible tells us that there were some people, Pharisees and others, that begin to complain because Jesus was talking with the people who were lost and outside of the family of God.
有的人就开始抱怨上帝为什么只是对那些回头的人，浪子回头的人说话。
And Jesus told them three stories.
上帝告诉他们三个故事。
And those three stories have some similar threads that run through them as well.
这三个故事有共同点，交织在一起。
Let me review with you just briefly the stories. The first story is about a shepherd who has 100 sheep, and one of the sheep is lost.
我来讲一下这个第一个故事，就是有一个牧人有100只羊，其中一只羊丢失了。
The Bible tells us that the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep that are safe in the fold, and he goes out and he searches.An all-out search to find that one lost sheep.
那个牧羊人他把99只安全的羊置之不顾，他跑出去拼命找那个丢失的羊羔。
The Bible tells us that he searched and searched till he found the sheep, put him back on his shoulders, and brought him back to be with another 99.
他说牧羊人花尽千辛万苦，终于找到了这只羊，然后把它放在自己肩上拿回来。放着另外99只羊一起。
The story also tells us that when the shepherd got back with the lost sheep, that he called the other shepherds around to tell them the good news that lost sheep had been found.
当他找回那只羊羔的时候，他还把其他的牧羊人都叫起来，告诉他们这个好消息，那个羊羔找到了。
And the Bible tells us that they celebrated the finding of that one lost sheep.
圣经告诉我们，他们当时还庆祝了一下，找到那只丢失的羊。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is exactly how God loves us. He saw that we were lost, and he did an all-out search until we were found.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这就是圣经告诉我们的，上帝爱我们，他要寻找我们这些走失的羊群，千方百计找到我们。
And the Bible tells us that the angels rejoiced, all of heaven celebrated when we repented of our sins and were brought into the family of God.
圣经告诉我们，当我们被找回来的时候，天使所有的人都欢呼起来，因为我们的悔改，他们都欢呼庆祝我们。
There's a second story that Jesus also tells. It's about a woman who lost the coin.
第二故事讲的是一个妇人，她丢失了一只一穗玉米。
The story, the Bible tells us that the woman did an all-out search in her house. She moved every piece of furniture. She did everything that she could to find that one lost coin.
这个妇人把家里所有的东西都移开，都拼命寻找，要找那一穗丢失的玉米。
And when she found the lost coin, she called her friends together and said, "I have found the lost coin," and they celebrated together.
啊，对不起，她找的不是玉米，她找的是一枚硬币。她结果把所有东西都移开，家具都移开，找到了那一枚硬币。她告诉所有的亲戚朋友，她找到了那硬币。
We have two stories that Jesus tells the people of that have similar messages. Something was lost, something of importance, but when there was made an all-out search, it was found, and it made a time for celebration.
圣经告诉我们这两个故事其实有相同点，就是丢失了东西，拼命找回来，然后就值得庆祝。
There's a third story that Jesus tells.And it's about the prodigal son.
第三个故事是讲的那个浪子回头的故事，大家都熟悉。
As you read the 15th chapter, you find that this son grew up in a family where there was some wealth, and all of a sudden he came to the point in his life that he wanted to go off and live on his own, and in a sense, sow his wild oats.
你们如果读过这个路加福音第十五章的话，就会知道。这个浪子他当初长到一定的阶段，他就想分财产，要独立出去生活。
The father gives him his money, and he goes off and he spends it foolishly.
他爸爸就把他应得的财产分给他，然后这个浪子就走了出去，就乱用乱花这些钱。
But the father never gave up. He was always waiting at the end of the road for that son to return home.
但是他的爸爸从来没有失去过希望，老是在路上等着这个丢失的这个浪子会回头来。有一天
，The Bible tells us that when the father saw him coming, he ran and he put his arms around him. He gave him the best clothes that he could, and he called all of the family together and friends, and they had a celebration. My son who was lost is now been found.
最后，当那个浪子回来的时候，他爸爸很远就。看很远就看到他走过去，给他穿最好的衣服，然后拥抱他，然后向家里人都宣告这个浪子回头了，我们要庆祝。
I started with a story of a personal experience of a man who invited me to come for a purpose to tell my story of what God meant to me.
我今天开始就讲过一个我个人的故事，那是一个人邀请我。去讲述上帝和我的关系的故事。
You're asking the question, why did he do that?
你们也许会问，他为什么要这么做呢？
Because there came a point in his life when he recognized he was lost and needed to be found, and when he was found, he wanted to rejoice and tell others about his life that had been changed.
原因是这个人他在他的人生也遇到了丢失的阶段，他想回头，他需要那个牧师去想代替他宣告，然后大家来庆祝。
That gentleman eventually sold his bar and went away to Bible college to study to become a pastor.
那个主人结果把那个酒吧卖掉了，他上了神学院，回来做了一个牧师。
My friend, heaven rejoices. We rejoice when one repents and comes to the Father and is becomes part of his family.
像这样的浪子回头的故事，他的悔改是我们值得庆祝的。
Three things that I trust that you will go away with this morning and remember from this message.
今天早晨你们听完我的讲道走开的时候会得到三条信息。
First of all, something of great value wound up missing.
有的东西是有很大的价值的，但是它丢失了。
Lost people matter to God.
丢失的对上帝来讲是很重要的。
It may be your children, it may be your grandchildren, it may be your neighbor, it may be someone you work with. They are people that matter to God.And they are lost, and we need to do an all-out search to help them come to find and know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
也许是你的孩子，也许是你的孙辈，也许是你的邻居，也许是你的同事，他们丢失了，走失了，我们要把他们找回来。
The second thing that I would encourage you to remember is it mattered so much, that it warranted an all-out search.
第二个信息要大家知道的就是说，如果丢失了，我们要千方百计去寻找。上帝要求我们这样。
Listen, brothers and sisters, we never lock eyes on an individual that does not matter to God.
你们大家知道，我们从来不是关注于一个上帝不关注的人，每一个人上帝都是关注的。
Let me say that again. We never lock our eyes on an individual that doesn't matter to God.
我们的目光从来不会注视在一个上帝并不看重的人的身上，也就是说我们看重的人，每一个人都是上帝看重的。
The Bible says that he came that we might all have life and have it more abundantly.
上帝说他来了，我们每个人的生命就会更丰富。
The Bible says he came to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
圣经说他来了，他会清洗我们的一切。
And to make us a new individual.
使我们变成新人。
The third thing is finding when the lost coin was found, when the lost sheep was found, when the prodigal son returned home, it resulted in a great celebration.
第三个信息要大家知道的就是丢失的硬币找到了，丢失的羊羔找到了，浪子回头了，这是值得我们大肆庆祝的。
And may I say to you, this morning, even again, though there have been many years from that time when I invited Jesus to come into my heart, I'm overwhelmed today to know that heaven rejoiced at the moment that I became part of the family of God.
他说我今天还是想跟大家分享，很多年以前我邀请上帝进入我，然后我今天还是非常非常高兴我有这么一天。
My friend,In the same way, when you gave your life to Christ, there was a banner that was placed across the banquet table in heaven with your name on it and said, My child, welcome home. You are part of my family.
就像我们今天在座的所有的人一样，我们回到上帝身边，我们值得挂起横幅，大肆庆祝，我们在一起了，我们在上帝一起。
As I conclude the message this morning,If you're a Christian, just rejoice and be grateful that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you have been found. The celebration has taken place.
我想说的是，今天你们如果是基督徒的话，你们的名字都被写在上帝的名册上，我们大家都要庆祝。
But maybe there's someone here today that you've never invited Jesus to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior.And he desires that you would be found in order that there might be a celebration with your name written on the banner in heaven.
如果你还没有信主的话，你应该知道，上帝也会召唤你，希望你能够，邀请上帝进入你的生活。有一天你也会这么庆祝一样。
The way to that relationship is simple. It is not difficult.
这样的方式是很简单的，要邀请上帝。
Right where you're seated today,All you need to say is simply, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sin and come into my life and make me a new individual. And he will do that at that very moment.
你们还没信主的，只要在心里说，上帝，我悔改，我认罪，上帝就会进入你的生活。
Heaven will rejoice, your friends will rejoice, we will rejoice that you have been found.
然后大家都会欢庆，上帝朋友都会为你欢庆，因为你又找回来了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I pray that today in the midst of this very time of worship, that we would consider our relationship with you. Where do we stand?
亲爱的天父，今天我们一起祷告，我们会考虑你和我们的关系，我们为什么在一起。
I pray, Father, that there would be no one here that would walk away without making sure that they've invited you to come into their life.
亲爱的天父，我们今天在这里可以确认，没有一个走开的人会不邀请你进入他自己的生活。
Thank you, Father, for loving us, for forgiving us, and for making us a new person.
亲爱的天父，感谢你爱我们，带领我们，给我们新的生活。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
因上帝的名，我们感谢祷告，阿门。